Oh, I forgot.
Let's do it.
Are you really? Hold on.
Well, we got
it. Is.
We're Saved by the Bell.
Because I was going to totally forget about it, Dave. That one's on you. It's time to talk schools. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab the that's good. Just takes you back. Takes you back every
He's
time.
He's shocked because he didn't think of it.
That's probably it. Good morning, everybody. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday edition of In Focus, as I always am on every Wednesday. We have USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton with us. We were going to have K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese on around 9:30. He had a class issue, unfortunately, that came up, and he had to cancel. We'll be able to reschedule him. Instead, we will talk with our fearless leader, Corey Reeves. He'll talk about Oktoberfest coming up, always a big deal in Wamego. But right now, again, we are here with Brady Burton, and it's I think you said before we came on, it's a B-squared.
It is.
Morning.
It is.
And
Brady and Brady.
How are things?
Good, good. I'm enjoying this fall weather. So
oh, isn't it great?
It's nice to have a little cooler weather. So,
all right, what's the latest on your end?
Well, many people might or might not know that annually the Kansas State Department of Education uses September 20th as our official count day that we use for our budgeting purposes. And so everybody really looks at those numbers. Also, the numbers you have on the 20th are turned in to the Kansas State High School Activities Association for classifications that they use to from 1A to 6A, and our enrollment is actually K-12 is down one student this year. We have 224 students. Our preschool, which is pre-kindergarten, 3 and 4 year olds, we have 20, which is down 8 students this year. So total pre-K through 12th grade, we're down 9 students, which to be real honest, I thought we would probably be up about that many students, Brady, but it was an unusual, this is my starting or in middle of my 13th year at Blue Valley. And I've got to say, it's probably been the most unusual for people. We always have a certain amount of kids or families that move, leave, and then about the same move in. And this year we had probably 3-4 families within our district, small district, that moved, that were kind of the type of families that have grown up there. You thought they'd be there for life, and just for different reasons. So anyway, and most of them had 2 or 3 children, and so that's why we end up being down this year.
And yesterday, the football classifications came out, and those are always interesting. I mean, speaking of enrollment numbers, because those are included, that's how they kind of figure a lot of these classifications.
They are.
You guys, I believe, just stayed where you were at.
We did. We're 8-man Division II for football, which we have been this year, which would be the smallest classification in the state, and for football. And then we're 1A for basketball, volleyball, the other divisions. But talking about that for a minute, it's been kind of interesting. What they really tried to do was, in the past, there's been 2 4A divisions. 4A Division I, 4A Division II, and they kind of did away with that, and they moved some of the smaller 4As, moved down into 3A, and the larger 4As stayed in 4A. But I know, just thinking from what I saw, and you probably can correct me on this, but I know in the area, Riley County moved from 3A to 2A, and I think a lot of the Mideast Kansas League schools like Silver Lake, Rossville moved down into 2A. Clay Center, where I was before I was at Blue Valley, I was there as a principal, was always 4A. They moved down to 3A. I think in that league, the only school that remained in 4A was Abilene. Wamego, moved down to 3A. I think Rock Creek stayed at 3A. So you have a lot of the traditional schools around. I know my colleague here that used to be at Raleigh County, Superintendent Brad Starnes, is at Waubunsee now, and I think they moved down to 1A. So most schools move down one classification. So, you know, Raleigh County, all the years I've been here, have been 3A, now they're 2A.
It is a lot different now, and actually there's an article I put together yesterday, actually, on our website. You can check out newsradiokman.com. It has a breakdown of our area schools and how things switch. And Rock Creek was actually 4A Division II last year.
Okay.
And one thing that's interesting, I think, about these classifications is that we're seeing a lot of our area schools, as you mentioned, drop down a class, but they've also expanded the range on the classes. So, for instance, this 3A is different than the old 3A. In this classification, the range is 329 to 182 high school students. In the old 4A, that range was 203 to 119. So they've kind of made it a bigger enrollment for some of these classifications. Raleigh County, for instance, the 2A is now a range of 178 to 116. It used to be just 119 to 63. So it is kind of interesting how they reworked a lot of that.
Well, I think the interesting one is the 4A, and maybe you have the range. I think it goes up to 600, somewhere along in there. And there's some large.
Well, 618 to 329 is what the 4A is.
And there's some traditionally what people would think of large schools, large, bigger communities, that those schools are all now in 4A. So, it'll be a change. I think it'll be a change. I think the public needs to keep in mind it's just a reclassification. So, like Raleigh, you know, been used to 3A, you know, their patrons, school, the kids are going to think, oh, boy, we're down smaller now, 2A, we're going to compete, 2A schools. That's not true, because most of the schools they competed with are now all 2A also. So
we were talking with Chris Swick and I at B104. We do the area game of the week on Friday nights. And we were speaking with Coach Wagner at Raleigh County, and we actually broke the news to him on the reclassification on Raleigh County dropping. And, well, dropping, I put in air quotes, because, again, that range is bigger, so you still have some – they're accepting bigger schools in these classifications. And one thing he mentioned that I thought was pretty interesting was what this will do for a lot of leagues. In some cases, this really messes up a lot of leagues in the state on how many of their own teams in their own league that they can actually play.
Just sure.
Because you don't – in a lot of these leagues, they're not all the same classifications a lot of times. There's some range there with maybe some 3As and 2As in the same league.
And maybe in a 4A.
Right.
Now, yeah.
Right. So he was talking about the possibility you can get a quote-unquote league championship, but maybe you only played three or four teams in your league just because of the way it all kind of shakes
out. Well, and the other thing to throw out, that every 2 years the state of Kansas redistricts football, or schools for football districts. And so that meeting is coming up. I think it's October 4th. Everybody meets in Saline at the Bicentennial Center, and districts are released. And then it turns out to be a scheduling meeting. So those will be released October 4th, and that will be for football districts for the next 2 years. So that'll be interesting, and that will impact what you were saying about the legs. And say you have, you know, only three leg schools in your district or two, then you're going to have to pick up, you know, six teams outside your league. And that's when teams start traveling to 3 or 4 hours to pick up games in. So it'll be interesting next month when the new districts come out and seeing who everybody will be playing.
Again, Blue Valley and eight-man Division II. Has your enrollment been pretty steady? I think you said it dropped a little bit.
It did one, but it has over the years. Last 3 or 4 years been really steady. Matter of fact, our elementary is up 3 or 4 students. It's the largest it's been since I've been there. We our smallest enrollment's at our high school. And so that's a good thing for us because, you know, we're growing on the bottom. And so we have 25 in kindergarten, which has been as many as we've had in kindergarten since I've been in the district. So it's very promising for us, and But again, our smaller numbers are at the, you know, 9th through 12th grade.
And as far as your league and your classification, probably don't foresee really any changes anytime soon. You guys have been pretty stable when it comes
to that. We have. We're in the Twin Valley, and it's a very competitive league. You have teams like Hanover, Centralia, Valley Heights, Washington, a wide range. But to be real honest, I think Washington is going to 8-man for a couple years. So within our league, there's only 2 or 3 schools that are left that are 11-man. So I'm sure it'll be tougher for those schools to pick up games since a number of the other schools are going to 8-man football.
So you probably see them maybe going down to 8-man sometime soon?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on enrollment. I think if you have 100 or more in your high school, you have to play 11-man. So if you're below, and we have some schools in our league that are below that, but they continue to, like Centralia is below that, but they continue to play 11-man. So it kind of depends what they want to do and the numbers they get out. And in a school like Centralia or Hanover, year in, year out, are very traditional, very good programs and get the kids out. And so you'll probably see them trying to maintain what they have.
One school that caught my eye in the classification, we'll talk about this real quick, then we'll go to our first break. But our second game of the season on B104, I believe, was against Washington County. I think it was Riley County against,
yes,
Washington County. And they only had 11 players that they can play. And they've been struggling with that all season so far. So I was not surprised to see that they had dropped down to 8-man. For next year.
Well, they did. I think the game you're talking about, they only played a half because,
right,
of numbers. And I think last week, if I'm correct on this, they end up forfeiting due to numbers.
I'd heard about that.
And a lot of schools are struggling. We play 8-man, but we're down due to injuries and so on. I think we play Wakefield Friday night, and I think we're going to suit up 10 kids. So, we're struggling with that ourselves this year.
All right, let's go back. Let's go to our first break, and we'll come back and talk more with USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Student Union.